So last week we left off talking, wrapping up about the Albigenses and the Crusades that happened against them, and the masses of people that were slaughtered in those Crusades, including Catholics. And the whole idea was kill them all, you know, God knows his own, as the Pope there said. An absolutely wicked institution. If you study many of the great travesties in human history since the New Testament era began, the Catholic Church is at the heart of a lot of them. Almost all of them. The more I've studied this, the more you just start seeing the fingers of the Catholic Church in a lot of atrocities. And if you reread the accounts of those atrocities, you gotta keep in mind who's the author, who's writing the material, because whoever's writing the material is gonna put their spin on it. So that's why I was having a discussion at work this week with a guy, and he was giving me his view on things, and he was quoting this book and that author and this philosopher and that guy. And I'm like, you know, that's all fine and great. I just trust God. Amen. Because he's infallible, without error. That's right. And you can read all the self-help books you want, but I guarantee you, you give me 10 minutes, we'll sit down and read it, we'll find an error. We will find an error. God's word has no error. So we'll start this week with the Bogomils, the Paterines, and the Henricians. I'm actually really excited about this class, this study, because this is a short chapter, but I was amazed at some of the things that I discovered in studying these three people groups. So we'll stick closely to the book, but I'm going to have some extra information that I found that I'd like to share with you that I think would really shed some light on some things for you. So Jeremiah 6:16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and seek and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way?" That's a really good scripture. Amen. And ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? You know what everybody wants today? Everybody's looking for something new. Something new. It's the newest thing. I like the old tried and true method myself. I like using what works. Amen. Brother Ryan, how many times have you had an apprentice and he wanted to reinvent line work? Yeah. I always tell guy here, well, let's try this. Well, let's try it. No, I don't want to try nothing. I want to do something. I want to try, I want to do. I want to use what I know works and do it. I don't want to have 400 failures when I know there is a way that works. Now, understand, I'm just not discouraging you from learning new things, but what I'm saying is there are things in life that are just a tried and true method. It works, don't change it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, God's ways work. The old path, where is the good way? That's what I want. So on page 83 and 84, we'll just read about the Bogomils there. Somebody read for me. Sister Nancy. Read there to the end of the first paragraph on page 84.
Okay. Lesson 8 is a concise overview of three Baptist groups. These groups are the Bogomils, Paterines, and the Henricians. The time frame covered in this particular study lies between the 8th and the 13th centuries. This was a time of great darkness across the European continent. It was so dark and spiritually devoid that it has been named the Midnight of the Dark Ages. In this section of history, we discover unimaginable blasphemies and wickedness embraced and performed by Rome. This dark span of centuries, because of the abominations carried out by the Roman Catholic institution, has been referred to by more than one historian as a pornocracy. Dueling popes, sodomy, rape, incest, prostitution, and religious acts that seem to have been invented to anger God were the fare of this day. In the midst of all this darkness, a light shined. In fact, there were many little lights trying desperately to simply follow their Savior. The Bogomils, Patrines,
Patrines,
and Henricians were these lights. In the grand scheme of the church age, this was the era in which men lost heart as to their hope for religious liberty. These Baptists did not lose desire for liberty of conscience, but many could not understand how it could ever come to pass.
So the next paragraph just kind of gives an analogy of if you're standing in a tunnel, a very, very long, mile long tunnel. If you were standing in the center of that tunnel, it'd be very difficult. You might not see the lights at the end of the tunnel. You'd be in complete darkness. That doesn't mean that there's not light at the end of the tunnel. That just means from your point of view, you can't see it. And our Christian life is often like that. And throughout history, there have been very dark periods in history and in our Baptist history. Even now, from our point of view, things are very bleak. But that doesn't mean there's not light at the end of the tunnel. You see, I heard it explained like this one time. Because we know how it's all going. We know how it ends, right? You ever go to the end of a book and you read the ending before you read any other part of the book? And you know how the book's going to end? So like I had this guy and he was telling me how when he was in Hawaii, he was stationed in Hawaii, and he loved to watch the Dallas Cowboys. Like that was his team. So he would record the games, the games would play later because of the time zones. Now the game had already played and he's watching a recorded version of the game. Now he would hear the score before he got to watch the game. So he knew who won the game. So if Dallas won the game, you know, he knew. So when he'd sit down and watch the game and the quarterback would throw an interception, he didn't get all panicky and upset. Or when a running back would fumble the ball, or when the other team would score a touchdown, it didn't bother him. Because he already knew who won the game. You know, it's a very simple idea. Why do we let everything bother us so bad? Because we know who wins the game. Why do we get freaked out when something happens in our government? Why do we get so upset when we see things happening in our communities? Why do we get so upset when we look at the landscape of the LGBTQ and transgender this and all this stuff? Why do we get so freaked out? Now my heart, is burdened for those people. But why do I let myself get freaked out? Because the victory's already been won at the cross of Calvary, the death, burial, and resurrection, when Christ ascended to the Father. The victory is won. So, you know, why do we allow ourselves to become discouraged? You know, when I read through the accounts of these people groups and the great suffering, like we saw in the last one, there was one period where hundreds of thousands, one of those crusades, hundreds of thousands of people were murdered by the Catholic Church. How did they keep from becoming discouraged? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if they were coming through the door and they were going to execute us, we would probably face some discouragement. If they were going to come in here and they was going to put a gun to every one of our heads and say, renounce Christ or die, we'd probably face some discouragement. So how do we keep from becoming discouraged? Read the end of the book. You see, these people, like Paul said, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Great verse for defeating discouragement. So when I see these people groups and the persecution they suffered throughout history, and the Bible tells us, goes on to tell us to be stirred by these things. Not troubled, stirred. So the Bogomils. So they were around the time of AD 720. A lot of their, there's two different thoughts by historians that they were successors to the Albigenses, and then others that give them credit to the Paulicians. The more I read, the more I kind of feel like, to be honest with you, I see that the Paulicians were very influential in the Bogomils, the Waldenses, the Herentians, and other people groups. You're never going to find just this straight linear line of succession from this group to that group to this group to that group to this group to that group throughout this just clean line of history. These people groups existed at the same time a lot of times. So remember, when you're studying these people groups, we're not always studying one people group in one time of a period of time. Okay, they're often influenced by one another. So I really see that the Paulicians had a really big effect on the these three people groups, including the Albigenses. So Broadbent says, in the conclusion of his church history, wrote, there have in all times been brethren who have been called by many names, Cathars, Novatians, Paulicians, Bogomils, Albigenses, Waldenses, Lollards, Anabaptists, and other innumerable. Many congregations also of Baptists. They have been one in their endeavor to act upon the New Testament and to follow the example of the New Testament churches. So what we're looking for is, do we have a spiritual connection to these people in Christ? If we do not have a connection in Christ, then we don't have a connection. It's like we talked last week. I have a connection with Brother Rob in Christ. We don't share a whole lot in common in person, but in Christ we have much in common. And the same is true of all of us. Okay, so understanding that we're not looking for them to agree with us on every point. Just like Brother Rob and I aren't going to agree on every point, and Brother John and I aren't agree on every point. As long as we agree on the focal point of Jesus Christ and his doctrine, then we have much in common. So the Bogomils inhabited Bulgaria and would later flee under persecution to the Balkan countries. So here's Bulgaria down here in Eastern Europe. And I actually have a little bit more information on that. So in Bulgaria, the Paulicians came to be called the Bogomils, a word thought to mean friends of God. These dear people of God spread across the land with their simple New Testament brand of Christianity. Further Byzantine persecution sent many westward into Serbia, part of modern Yugoslavia. Pope Innocent III in 1203 AD tried to eradicate these Bible-believing Christians in Bosnia, who were now often called Cathari. So anytime you hear Catharist or Cathari, that really groups a lot of these people groups together. The word Cathari is the Greek root of that word is katharos, which means pure. These people were known to be pure. Cathari means pure ones. So he didn't have the desired success, and in 1291 AD, a Dominican and Franciscan Inquisition was launched against them. So we always see God's people being persecuted, spreading, and the gospel goes forth. Persecution spreads the gospel. That's why I truly, this is my opinion, just my opinion, I truly believe persecution's coming. because I believe the gospel needs to be spread. Because it's not, I don't believe the gospel is going forward like it should right now. Thereby, I believe persecution is coming. It's just my opinion. I'm not trying to influence you to believe what I believe. That's just, we're not going to agree on everything, right, Brother Rob? So, like I said, that's just my opinion. Looking at history, history often repeats itself, does it not? We've had it good for a long time here in this country. Do you realize that in no time in history since the New Testament era began has there been this long of a period of religious freedom in one place like we have right now? Like just these last few hundred years. I mean, that's a blip on the radar of the New Testament age. For most of the New Testament age, there has not been any kind of religious liberty like what we experience here now. And it's in danger. So, two groups influenced the rise of the Bogomils, the Albigenses, as already been mentioned, and the Paulicians. When the Paulicians went to Bulgaria, they became known as Bogomils, evaporating into that group. And they were kind of, they were given that name geographically from their opposers, the Catholic Church. The name Bogomils is thought to have meant friends of God. So these people were known for their relationship with God. They were known as pure. That's why they were called, they were grouped into that Cathari group. They were persecuted as all other Baptist groups. Pope Innocent III tried to eradicate them. I always thought it was very ironic that he had that name, Innocent, because if you study that guy, there's nothing innocent about him. He launched a Dominican and Franciscan Inquisition against them. Remember we talked about these guys, the Dominicans, the Franciscans, and the Jesuits in the last chapter? These are kind of the Gestapo force of the Pope. Interesting thing, they don't answer to anybody but the Pope. And they don't answer to the bishops, the cardinals. They answer directly to the Pope. That's a lot of power for one man to have. We saw that in Nazi Germany. Same concept. The SS answered directly to Himmler. How many of you knew Himmler had quite a bit more power than Hitler? Study your history. They endured many enemies, even though many died at the hands of the bloodthirsty Dominicans and Franciscans. They were in favor of a very simple brand of Christianity. They spread the gospel as much as possible in spite of the opposition. They had one goal: share the gospel. That was it. And because they wanted to share the gospel, they were persecuted greatly. Just persecution and witnessing hand in hand. And we see it all throughout Scripture. Wherever the gospel is going out, persecution happens. That's why we have martyrs. That's why, you know, all the New Testament, the apostles, and they were all persecuted. It's hard to believe we are the "it can't happen to me" generation. You ever hear, if you got kids, you see this. "Well, it can't happen to me. That'll never happen to me. I can get away with it. I can handle it." Christianity-wise, that's who we are. "That can't happen to me. Ah, that'll never happen." Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. I wonder how many people in history thought that. "Ah, that'll never happen. Ah, they'll never come in here and get us." So the Patarenes, I got to be honest, it was hard to find information about these people. But what I found was very interesting. It really was very interesting. So the Patarenes began between 1000 and 1040. By the year 1040, they were numerous and conspicuous at Milan. Their presence in this area is well documented, over 200 years in duration. So now I'm going to share with you what I found. So Patarene, so they were a medieval group of lay craftsmen, tradesmen, and peasants organized in Milan. They were working folk like us. They were blue collar. So they opposed clerical concubinage. I had to look this up because I was like, what is clerical concubinage? So as I began to read up on this, so I'm just going to, because we don't have time to read all of it, I'm just going to give you the condensed version. And I encourage you to go back and look this up for yourself so that you know that I'm not just telling you stories. So what it was is nuns had cells in their homes, right? And they kept women for the use of the priest. Okay? And these women were more or less slaves. So these people saw this and opposed it. Well, anytime you oppose people that are standing in great hypocrisy and heresy, you are painting a really, really big target on your back. Okay? So, clerical concubinage. Look it up, read about it, and then maybe, you know, give you a little bit more insight into what was going on here with the Patarenes. So, the word Patarene, pate, or P-A-T-E, literally translates in Italian to rag, okay? Rag. So these, the idea is that these were poor people. These were not people of upstanding political or societal position. These were, you know, just common folk, poor people. They did not have classes like what we have today. There was no middle class. You were either elite or you were a pauper, one or the other. So these were the lower level of society. And so it goes on to say that they, again, were part of the Cathari. And then over here, let me find my place real quick. I lost it. Well, anyways, there was they opposed this idea of clerical concubinage to the point that it became militant. They started engaging in battles over this stuff, fighting against the Catholic Church, because you call somebody out and they don't like it, and what are they going to do? They're going to attack you. So then the Patarenes, they started fighting back. Right. I like these guys. I Baptist forefathers. Amen. I like them. So this stuff was going on, and so they stood for they just stood on the word of God, you know, and they opposed these Catholic heresies and hypocrisies, and they're like, no, we ain't going along with this. So, you know, if you would like, I'll share this information with you where you can find it, you can read up on this, and it was really a very interesting read. But that's about all the information I can find about the Patarenes, but really they're just kind of grouped into that Cathari, all that group of those whole people groups. So they were about AD 1000. The rise of this group took place around AD 720. They survived for several centuries. What I found is they kind of really get lumped in with the Paulicians and the Albigenses, and that's why you can't find it. Whenever there's accounts in history, they're just kind of mentioned in those groups. So they're kind of a subgroup, if you will. So it's kind of hard to find information on them. They are in the lineage of the other major Baptist groups. Besides the name of Berengarians, other names that were severely used at several places and times were these Cathari, or Puritans, another word they were known by, Patarenes, Petrobrusians, Lyonists, Albigenses, Waldenses, and several more. These Petrobrusians, who's heard of Peter de Bursse? Okay. I thought about giving an extra credit assignment. And I've got to figure out how much. I might have to do that next week. Because I really want you to read up on the Petrobusians and Peter DeBerse. Fascinating stuff. Really, really, really good read. So the Patarenes were included in these people groups here. They are known to have been people who emphasized personal separation. They were decent in their deportment. They were modest in their dress and discourse. Their morals were irreproachable. Hence, why they would oppose this idea of clerical concubines. Why they would oppose any immorality. And then reject the authority of that institution trying to tell them how to live their lives. Okay, so they just stood on the word of God. Try to get one more. It was said that the state did not trouble them. The clergy, however, preached, prayed, and published books against them with unabated zeal. They didn't give the state an excuse to come after them because they obeyed the law, right? It was the religious group, the same ones that went after Christ, those people, right? And to be honest with you, in this day and age, I'm not concerned so much with the state as I am with the Christians. Those are the people that concern me. They don't really concern me, but those are the people I'm looking to have trouble out of at some point in time, right? Because it's the good Christian folk that seem to kill everybody, right? I mean, I hope y'all are picking up what I'm putting down. I'm not trying to confuse you. I'm just saying it's the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, right? All the good Christian folk, high upstanding, right? Those people. Now, God loves them, wants to save them too. And I want to be a testimony and a witness to them. But I ain't turning my back on them either. Okay? Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. But we're out of time. I really wanted to get through the rest of this. We'll get through it next week. But look up the Petrobusians and Peter DeBerse and read that one because it's not included in this lesson, but I think it is worth checking out. It was a phenomenal study. I really enjoyed it. So, Brother John, would you dismiss us in prayer?
We just thank you now, and we thank you so much for the freedoms that we enjoy, and continue to bless us, Lord, we pray, and help us to take a stand, and help us to continue to reach out to others.